What in brothers? What's the first word? Be. All right. Put it on the screen for us quickly. Are you there? Give us letter B. Brothers. We are waiting. Bro. Or bros. That's another one to do now. Bros. Okay. Are you typing it in? Letter B. Thank you. What's the next one? Brothers and. So what's the and? What's that? A. Right? And is A, right? Okay. What is the next word? Sisters. That's letter what? S. Okay. And letter what? I. Christ. Letter what? Read it together. Basic. Is this something that? Basic. So that's the basic thing we must see ourselves with, that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Basic thing, of course, my wife is my wife. And my husband, but basic things that we are both God's children. Are you hearing me? You must bring that to relationships. That it's not just somebody you are just dealing with. God relates with all of us. So you can see that. Thank you, guys. Brothers and sisters in Christ. That's basic. That basic, if it's not there, it will be really difficult to live together. So being able to understand that this person, it's a child of God. I'm a child of God too. So when we are going out and when we are coming in, right? We say, I'm going out with him. I feel like saying, when are you coming back? All right. So that is there. And also being nice to each other is so important. Yeah, being nice to each other. I must confess to you that when I was younger, I was not that nice. I was nasty. Huh? Well, I'm still nasty once in a while. If you do something terrible, particularly if you're oppressing somebody else around me, I'm going to come after you. And then you'll see my... But now, each person, I see people breaking a lot, having breakfast a lot. No breakfast now. People have your breakfast. No breakfast. And if you look down deep, it's not usually that there's some kind of... It's just not being able to get along and admit something happened. Where did you go? Why are you asking me? What should I ask you? And then you won't talk for the next 3 days. And nobody will say to the other person anything. Okay, look at those days. That's what we're going to ask. Today, something happened. Okay, the children were singing in the first service, second service, right? You are not, the children didn't come because you are all children too. Just joking. So the children came to sing, and they were singing first service to second service. My wife didn't know that I'd done that kind of complicated arrangement. Really complicated, because I didn't want to stop the service for both, and they want to have their time. So you know what I did? I took 30 minutes, the last of first service, put them there. I love complications. I got A's in mathematics. I could create, and it would be safe. So I put them the last 30 minutes of first service, and then the first 30 minutes of second service, got them together, give them 1 hour, and they flow through both of them. Around night, yesterday, they sent me text. They want to change it. I said, don't tell that complications. Don't work. Just stay with it or you are canceled. So they stayed with it. And then my wife didn't know what was going on. She came in. And then in between that, I want to do Thanksgiving. So, you know, when it comes to Thanksgiving and dancing, I don't want to talk because that will reduce my complications. I don't want to get involved in that ceremony. So I told her, hey, when they finish, go up and do Thanksgiving. I didn't tell her that. When they finish Thanksgiving, tell the first service to leave and vacate the hall so that the second part will continue with the children and then we start second service. So what happened? I went up. Before I came down, they are finished. And the first service is sitting down. And then the second service is coming in. And the children started. So he said, you didn't tell me. I said, sorry. You know, so I came up, I said, to sit down. And I just continued the complications. And we had a beautiful time. How many of you were there in the second service? We finished and then everybody went. No, beautiful. So I didn't do that. I mean, can you just imagine how I left that out? That happens to all of us. Now, if you think you don't want to do that, you're not going to marry anybody. Because anybody is less perfect. Are you hearing me? I don't like. There are things that things you won't like about the person. That things you won't. Nobody's born like you. Are you hearing me? Hearing me? You can compliment. Do you get that? So if you are going out with somebody, know the person will mess up. Person will do things. Person will do. If you go out with somebody and for 1 year they've not done anything wrong, ask them, are you a human being? They've always, you know, carry you, do things, don't do anything, nothing's wrong, nothing. You start really thinking. There's a drama going on here that one day reality show will occur. You know, I mean, if you see a guy telling you everything all right, everything all right, everything all right, what do you want? 1 million, I'll give you 1.5. What do you want? Call a car, give you double car. Anything you want. Okay, let's go. Okay, lie down. I want to climb on your back. Today, he marries you. You know, so, but if he starts showing his true color. In fact, I read something about a story of a lady that got tired of her husband just doing like that. She said, I want out. I want somebody who can get angry at me sometimes and can show me what he feels, not just. KBC. Some women like that until they get tired of it. You know, you just want to do KBC for you all the time. You know, it's just unfair. So that's normal. And when things like that happen, learn to resolve it. See what happened today now. It will have taken us a long time to resolve. But you quickly resolve that kind of thing. Oh, yeah. See, notice I'm the complication and it's the simplified. I get like yesterday now. You see, when she was talking to you about somebody who she called yesterday, I'm thinking the complication that can occur. You know, we are talking. She goes after it. So you talk to them, and then when she's talking, I'm seeing all the levels of things that could happen. So I say, there, do this, do this, do this. Over the years, she's taking my counsel, and she follow my complications and get results. Because human beings are complicated, and I know the way you are. That's the way it is. Do you get that? Beautiful. Okay, let's do some questions now. How do you handle things like this? Let's look at different parts of it that can go through, I can get wrong. Particularly when you are angry. When you are angry, you don't remember any message. Anybody like me? Okay, let's talk about that. Is there anybody here who has gone through things like this? That how did you handle it? Can we do that? You want to say something? Oh, fantastic! Get the microphone. Yeah, beautiful. Yes. I really want to see one of the things I do in this service that I want you to learn how to handle things like this. If you want to ask questions, yeah, somebody. Oh yeah, you are on. Thank you. Yes, can we? Let's hear from you. Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, sir. There was something that happened.
In what?
There was something that happened where I stayed.
Where you stayed, thank you.
Maybe day before yesterday.
Day before yesterday.
Friday. So, how the thing go was very, I was very angry, but.
You're very angry about it.
I cannot
it.
Do
okay.
anything, but just to admit it. So, what happened was, I got late to school.
Me you got late to school?
Me and my friend. So,
okay.
Like, the person I'm staying with saw me on the road that it was like, it's, by this time you are going to school, he yeah. does not know what happened that I got late to school. So, what happened was that I want to buy something.
Okay, and
I want
then
to
you
buy
late.
The materials I need in school. Okay. So, he does not know. So, when I got to school, I went to ask from his wife that, please, can you get me a A4 paper? I want to use it for the assignment. I did not see A3 paper to buy. So she said that she did not have fine, and I went. So daddy have called her that I got late to school.
You got late to school.
She was not like, that's why he came to meet me, that she gave me A4 paper that I lied, but she does not know that I was saying the truth.
Okay.
So when she get home, she started saying a lot of things.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, why don't you call, ask what really happened for the... for me getting late to school, but she just starts saying a lot of things.
This is normal.
But I have no choice than just to admit and listen to what she's saying.
And then what happened after that?
My dad called and she began to report me all what I've done. But
and then,
like, then my dad did talk to me, blast me up and...
Beautiful. That blast me. Then what happened next?
Nothing. That's all.
It just calmed down and everything's calmed down now.
That's calming down because I'm really angry at her.
Very angry at her. But are you still angry right now?
Yeah, very angry.
Very, very angry, like that 2 days ago. Calm down, man. Bible says you should not sleep with anger on. Let's show you that in the Bible. You know what? So stop, don't sleep with anger tonight.
All right, sir.
Can I cast the anger out of you right now? In Jesus' name, the anger come out in Jesus' name. And let's go. Thank you. That happens to all of us. You know, they just mistake you for something. They say things to you, and it makes you really angry sometimes. But just forgive her. When you grow up, you do the same thing to your children, and they have to forgive you. But don't forget the real thing. They wanted you to be in school quite early. That's why they all make a noise like that. It's not just because they wanted to attack you. So learning to read intentions sometimes is good for us and calm down. But let's celebrate that. You didn't speak anything to your mom. You didn't blast anything. Did you speak up and did you make any noise? You are ready to do that. Hold on. Let's hear. Huh? You're ready to do that?
I was ready to blast her back if she called me that what happened. I was like ready to say that. Why don't you ask?
Okay.
Before but you start shouting.
So God help you not to just blast her so that you can and start fighting. And they said you won't eat supper that night. You know that kind of a thing. You know, fantastic. You know, God even helps us sometimes. Things like that. He was ready. God said, let's hold this boy back or else she may sleep outside tonight. You know, she's staying with them. Don't forget. And you are eating their food. Don't forget. So thank God you are still eating. Did she cook for you that day? You ate her food today that night. I bet if you had done that, you wouldn't have eaten that night. So learning to hold ourselves and things like that. Things will happen around you that will make and I'm warning you. My wife was talking, I'm really warning you about those of us in relationships. Learning to be ready to see this. It is wrong for a soldier to go to war. And if he sees bullets flying. And is asking questions, why is bullet flying? You are war front. So things will fly, things will come up. If you are going back to somebody, things will happen. This year, it's like 35 years in marriage. My wife and I, 35 years married. Are you hearing me? And if I have my chance, I still do it again. We fight together, we play together, we do all kinds of things, we get things, we spend. We do, no, just. I just can't imagine not having in my life that we could just do that kind of a thing too. You know, just, yeah. We fought, we settle, we continue, we do all kinds of things, and then we need each other. Praise God. You got that? Beautiful. Okay. Dio, anybody else that things like this will happen to you, and what do you do? Let's hear your experience. Thank you.
Good afternoon, church.
Good afternoon, Dio.
Sometimes back, God showed me a solution to something. So I used to suffer from resentment that I can resent people for a long time, months and days. So the particular one was with my dad. I had a rough time growing up with him. And when I started coming to church back in the school, I would struggle with it. Holy Spirit would tell me, pray for your... Then one day, Holy Spirit compelled me. I didn't know what happened. I think I was reading my Bible. Then I went on my knees and I prayed for him. And I noticed that as I was standing up, the resentment was like 70% from 100%. The following day, I did it again. And I noticed that it was not there again. Yeah. So every time I resent someone, I just go on my knees, pray for the person. Yeah. And when the moment beautiful. I stand up, the resentment is gone.
Beautiful. I mean, you can't spend time with the God who is love and not be infected by that same love. Now, you don't know what his dad has done to him. For me, I can clap for him. You know what? You don't know what his dad has done to him. You don't know what his dad has done to him. Obviously, if my dad, you don't know what I done. I say, if he's not like my dad, I know what has happened. He won't let me say one or two. Can you imagine you're working with your dad and you're a security person there? And he pays you accordingly. Huh? So, you can see that level of bitterness, but he got over it. And you must learn to get over things like that in life. Not because of them, but because of yourself to move forward. But do you know that today he's doing business now, and I went to see him last week. He's doing business now using his father's name still. His father's name is still taking places. So people have their good and their side, but use the good and don't let the bad keep you going too bad. Are you hearing me? Does that make some sense? Some places where I go now, just say, my dad. And, you know, it just opened up for him. So don't think that it just makes some sense. Pastor, you don't know what I've gone through. You don't know what I've gone through. Stop going through. Come over. Bible says, whosoever believes, overcome. See that word, overcome. It has to what? Overcome. What's the opposite of over? Under. What's the opposite of come? Undergo or overcome. Stop going through. Start coming over. You are an overcomer. Yeah, let's hear your own testimony or whatever witness you have.
Thank you, sir. It's happened between me and my fiancé.
Oh, beautiful. That's a good one. Yes.
And it's occur like regularly. And most of the time, even without me thinking twice, all what I do is I'm sorry. And my sorry is just like I'm sorry. Indeed, come from my heart. So
you're always wrong there.
I take the responsibility that I'm wrong, even when I know that I'm right. Just for
peace to reign.
And when times goes on, she came back to her senses and realized that what she actually did when I accepted it as my own wrong, and she also apologized.
Just like Jesus, just carrying all our sins. Right?
First of all, I accepted it even when I know that I'm not wrong. But just for peace to reign, then I will allow her to realize what she did.
What's your name?
My name is Parfait.
Huh? Parfait. So Saint Parfait, you know, kind of a thing. You know, right? Beautiful. All right. Okay. How many of you think that is too far? How many of you think that, something else, you know, do you think that we should always say that? But I'm wrong. Okay, somebody kill somebody, I kill the person, you know. Should we always say that? But I noticed something about him. Everybody listen to this. This is vitally important. This is vitally important. Understanding who you are relating with. He has come to see that at the moment of the heat of discussion and disagreement, if he doesn't play that game like that, there will be no reality manifesting. You know something he said? He said, when I do that, she will come back and say, oh, I was wrong too. That's the reality he's enjoying. If she doesn't do that, I think you'll have changed strategy. So learning to deal with people and how we go with it is important here. Learning to know this person. Some people, if you say things to them in the midst of the problem, they may not respond well. So you have to wait. Are you hearing me? Okay, for instance, my wife mentioned David. When it came to David, the prophet gave a story. And when he finished with the story on Facebook, the man faced the problem. Am I making some sense over here? So that's important. Anybody else? You want to add something to it? Questions, relationships? Thank you over here. Thank you. Yes. Maybe give us some legal side to this thing. Yeah. All right. Great. Thank you. Yes.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So I want to bring another perspective to it.
Beautiful.
For example, there was a situation at the workplace.
Okay.
Now, this person was saying, she was denying what she said earlier on.
Okay.
She said something earlier and she was denying it. And I was trying to say that, okay, this is what you said.
Okay.
And she said, no, I didn't say this.
Okay.
So at that point, my church mind, I wanted to admit that, okay, I'm wrong, you are right. Mm-hmm. But I felt if I admit at this point, she will do it again.
Yeah.
So that day, I didn't admit I was wrong. I held on to the fact that.
Because she was wrong.
Yes. Uh-huh. So my question from this is, how do you draw the line between when you admit you are wrong for peace to reign, and when you refuse to admit?
Thank you. So if I am going to sleep on the same bed with you that night, I'm going to keep on with life. I better have a way of settling this matter. Are you hearing me? I mean, we live in the same house. We can't just be so. Okay. All right, there, please. Okay. I accept responsibility. I'm wrong. So that we can go on, cook for me, eat, do something. We go on. But that's a workplace issue. And the person was that. I mean, you're going to have to. Now, if it's my boss, that may be a little bit different. Because if I keep on arguing with my boss, that moment you know that this person, I need to let her see that, or let him see that. If I don't admit this one, this person will keep on doing this. It becomes a pattern. So I need to. And that's important. The motive and the looking at the story to know what to do. That's why, listen to me, everybody. Nobody can tell you all the answers. That's why you have to keep on growing and be transformed as a person yourself. Many of us, we don't change for the better. We just stay the way we are, and nobody can give you all the answers. Life is not that kind of, you know. See, if you are driving to Lagos now, you just don't hold the steering like this and be going. No, there's a man. In fact, Lagos is this way. But if you are going to Lagos now, you have to first of all go this way, Amara, to the gate. And then enter the gate and go that way. Not even going this way now. There's no road in here. So that's pattern of life. As you are growing up, you will see the twists and turns of life. It's so beautiful. Now, one of the biggest things you can do in life is in learning to see the twists and turns of others, what they will do. Are we here? Are we here? Let me give an example. You see, something, yeah, thank you. All right. Where's the microphone here? Okay, can I? See, learn what they call wisdom is this. See, this microphone, it rolls. It rolls. It can start rolling like that, start rolling like that, start rolling like that. Now, it get over here. Now, it happened today. Now, the twist and turns of life is that I can put the microphone here, oblivious to the rolling the microphone. We start rolling, and it will fall off, cause some problem. Or I can do another one. I can put it there and start watching. I won't do anything else. Huh? Whoa. Or the third one I can do is actually not to put it here. Find a place where it will stay and don't cause trouble. A wise person does not do the first two of being oblivious and pay for the microphone. Or second, watching the microphone all the time. But the third is the one that says, where do we put it so that it won't give us that kind of struggle? So I put it here and we are cool. A lot of time in life, what happened, the worst, the trials we have, the struggles we have, relationship, is in learning not to do the right things. Like, put that microphone there. Oh, what happened? Or I keep watching it. I know who you are, kind of you are. But if you just learn to, I hope I'm making some sense. I used to say this, you can marry anybody who's a child of God, provided you know how to live, character-wise. I say, Pastor, how can you say that? The reason why sometimes God had to tell you not to marry that person, even if it's a Christian, is because you don't know the way of that person. And you may have problem with that person. Not because, okay, the person is quiet, you are quite loud. And if you don't know how to manage that, God will let you go back to somebody who's louder. Huh? So you can yell on each other and get your attention off each other, right? You hear what I'm saying? So that happens a lot. So learning to look at people, look at where they're going, what to do, go a long way. Now, let me also clarify this. Stop talking about others to others. Do you know, in our house, been pastor for many years, my children never hear me talking about church members. My children, I mean, if something we have to discuss, they will never know the person's name. Never know the person's name. That's for my children. So my children think everybody's an angel in church. Until later, they start dealing with some of them, and I say, just calm down, you know. So I will say this to you. Don't. When something happened between you and James, like my wife just did James, I was saying James. I was listening upstairs. James. James is your offender today. James. So when that kind of thing is going on, don't go and tell people. It makes one sad. It makes one, I mean, imagine that I did something to him and I hear. That weakens me. In fact, people have left church for that. They have left some work for that. They've done that. So let's work toward, have the moral strength to go to him and say, please. What's going on? That's so important. I want to beg you to be strong enough in life. Be strong enough that if somebody offends you or somebody does something to you, to go up, muster all the courage. It's easier to tell somebody else and tell everybody else who didn't know, who don't know what's going on. But if you just muster up the courage and talk to that lady, instead of breaking up and telling everybody in town, you go a long way. Are you getting what I'm saying? Does that make some sense? All right. Let's ask more questions about anything else. Yes, somebody. Microphone, I've taken it. It's not my intention. to keep you there. All right, please ask. Relationship or whatever life, can we, before we leave here? You want to write this down? Yeah, you got a question. Thank you. Let's get that. Beautiful. Things can hurt. Are you hearing me? I tell you to handle hurt later. Yeah. Yes. Is it Pimbola? Yes, yeah, sir. I think I got your name.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, for me, I think the Holy Spirit has really worked on me. Like, beautiful. Very well. Okay. Growing up, like, if someone offends me, I don't take rubbish from anyone. Like, I stand up to my rights. I can talk to even adults. Why are you doing this? It's not right. Growing up.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, something happened in the church. Like, a friend of mine in church, like, we had a transaction together. Yeah. And maybe weeks after that, she got that thing from me. She was not pleased and she messaged me. And immediately, I called her. And I apologized that, what happened? Why are you not pleased with it? And she explained, and I explained my own part also. So after then, I told her to bring that thing back, that we'll work on it. That was what I told her. So after then, I noticed that she told people that I was even looking up to in church about me. People that I don't even know, they will call me that. They heard this from someone, that someone reported me to them. And I felt really angry.
Yeah,
that she was even saying that she would report me to the police, like stuff that I was normally I would have taken it up to her. Like, okay, let's do police or let's go. So I was just praying, and normally it was not even me. The Holy Spirit said, "Do far better than what she even asked for."
Come on, let's clap for her. Let's clap for her. Come on, let's clap for her. You see, some of you notice something taking place here now. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Let's keep hearing that. Yeah, go on.
So I gave her what she did not even expect. Like I did not even tell anybody. It was even people that were asking me. I did not tell anybody. So after giving her, she did not even say thank you. She did not say anything.
Because of of course it could be tough.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. That's where I'm different. I'm learning to be different. You know, I can yap you. When I finish, I say let's go and drink, cook. Right, that's you almost learn to do that. People don't know how to reverse themselves. Now, it's clear that you will get more of that in the future. I'm not praying doom for you. People will do all kinds of things to you. Are you hearing me? People do all kinds of things to you. People will. But learning the restraint of the spirit. Now, let me give you something else you need to do next time. Next time when that kind of thing happened. When somebody calls you and says, this person said about you, you know what you need to do? Take your phone and send a text to that person who reported you. I just had a report about me from this person. Another person called you again. You send the same thing. I just had a report of this to you. So that you will let them know the activities they are up to, they are coming back to you. You see, they would never think you are hearing. One day when I was in medical school, I walked into the emergency, emergency room, and we go and do over there. I was having on my neck stethoscope. I didn't look like a Yoruba man. So these people that came with their patient, with their family member, they were speaking Yoruba, and they started abusing me in Yoruba. Ulele, omoele by the doctor. Let them finish. When we finished, I said, Mobile Yoruba, I just stepped out, you know. I didn't say anything, but I just walked off. Now, next time, they'll be very careful. I'm a boy Yoruba. So that happened. You can just, you don't fight and just say, I had this going on, you know. And please, sometimes too, if somebody's reported to you, do something. Say, okay, can we go and meet that person and sort it out? Don't just start saying things, you know. So that happens. So you can do that. You can. Next time, so that do that, and appreciate what you did in letting the Holy Spirit convict you. Now you get a reward for that. That's something about that. That's what you don't understand. You get a reward for acting right in ugly situation. A lot of people think that as we act ugly when things are going ugly, it doesn't reflect who you are. It's like mango tree. When it is dry, you say, "I don't go do mango anymore." No, it's mango tree. It must be a mango fruit. Am I right? So that's what you should do. Now, I'm teaching you adult stuff today. This will give you a lot of leverage among people. Leverage. Honestly, people don't act right. People act more like monkeys. Are you ever? To be honest with you. You know, but when you start acting right, they rise up and start acting like a human being too around you. That usually happens. So I want to plead with you that you will hear things, people will say things about you. It can be difficult. I mean, can you imagine Jesus was sold by a close person? Am I right? He was betrayed by a close person, right? Right? It's really bad. Not only betrayed, his number one staff denied him. Pastor, what's the difference? That's denier, that's betrayer. Who can tell me the difference between denier and betrayer? Who can tell me? Denier and betrayer. You don't know the difference. Betrayer is, I sell you, I collect money. Denier is, I deny you that I know you, I don't know you, but I still know you. So when it involves transaction, I want to sell you to get what I want to get. Have you noticed that somebody can tell somebody, like one guy said, I don't like my boyfriend. When he sees other girls, he will say, I don't have anything to do with you. That's betrayal. You just want to deny me. Okay, maybe before your mom or something, but all right, great. Any other person, something you want to add? Great. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, thank you, Rebecca, for coming to you. Okay. Over there. These are the things, I want to, yeah, something I want to give to you that before we go about love. Yes, you got a question there? Yeah, what did the question say?
In a situation where the person you have issues with is a difficult person, and in order to resolve the issue, you decide to seek help or advice from a third party, would that still apply under the not to tell others about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't get me wrong. We just read a verse about when you go to somebody who doesn't want to admit it, call some people, two or three in. Am I right? So it's safe to do that. Do you know that they tell us in marriage years ago, you must never let your matter get out. You must not tear your issue with third party. That is a fertile environment for the oppressor to kill you. Did you see what you just said?
You must never share with third party. You must.
I've seen people boasting. In the last 40 years, we've never taken our matter out. It's not talk like that. It's an oppressor. Oh, come on now. It's easier. If I'm oppressing, you don't tell anybody. I'll do more oppressing. Have you seen all these countries and nations when they have a bad leader? When they say, what's wrong? You say, sovereignty of nations. Have you seen before? No nation can be authoritative. We are all free. Huh? Like Mali, like Niger, like Putin, like Xi Jinping, no, Tinobu is nice. It's not that wicked. You know, those guys like Kim Jong-un, North Korea. It's an oppressive thing. Oh, one time, my wife and I, we had a struggle that we couldn't handle one time. I had to call somebody in so that I can just let us discern whether I'm right or wrong or wrong. So that's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. And please, can I plead with you? When somebody hurts you like that, get somebody who can talk to both of you. Right? It's cool. Don't think that, oh no, two of us can settle it, particularly in the area of relationship. When you start having breakfast, you need to go to somebody else. Look, check me up. What do I do with this? That's nice. That's the best way to improve. Is that all right? Okay, yeah. Rebecca, have I answered the question? Yeah, thank you, Rebecca.
Okay, sir. I want to ask this question. I and someone, we were talking, and out of concern, I said something. I was really concerned.
Okay.
So I uttered a statement.
Okay.
From the concern of my heart.
Yeah.
So I didn't know the person was hurt by what I said.
What you said.
And then she went to tell my boss, instead of telling me that,
tell your boss.
What I said. Yes, was actually, it's actually what happened. Why me? I didn't intend it that way. So I now heard from someone that when my boss was preaching, she used that as an example that some people say they are Christian, they are doing this and that. I actually felt hurt, but I didn't know how to go and meet my boss that, you didn't even ask me what happened. And then you went to preach using
wonderful. It as an example. You cannot be chasing every dog. chase the dog that's your compound, but you can't be going to the next compound and next compound and next compound and next compound, chasing all the dog. You become dog chaser. Hold on by that. You see, you talked with her. She felt hot. She told your boss. Your boss mounted the pulpit and preached. How do we know other stories? How can we confirm that he preached that? I don't know everything. So what do I do? That moment, I believe the best of my boss. Once he proved otherwise. Because my boss didn't tell me that I'm preaching about you today. Pastor, it is evident. You know, you can't. You got the gist. Because actually, somebody is putting all that dot together and say this is connection. So I can't tell everything. I can't tell everything. Sometimes even in the home, are you hearing me? Can I make you laugh? One day, my wife and I were eating, and they gave me this meat, small like this. And I looked at her own. That happens to everybody. I said, I'm the head of this house. I give me this small meat like this. My wife says, shut up, eat your food. So I kept eating, and I kept eating, and I kept eating. And then my wife said, oh, I have an extra meat that I kept for you. I said, big boy, don't you see? You had a big boy in this house. They got meat ready for you. What's wrong with you? I've been talking about. So sometimes you just need to relax. Just get along. Is that all right? Yeah. Any more before we leave? Today's been very resourceful to help us relationships. All of us over here, it will do. Your mom will hurt you. Your dad will hurt you. Your friends will hurt you. Church will hurt you sometimes. Like one day I was in one church. I was talking and I just said, some of you just take your gele and you just look at this, and one lady at the back, she had that gele like that. I didn't notice. Later, I just saw her. I said, Mama, am I Pino? You know, that kind of thing. You know, you just have to be free. You know, you really live life quite well. But people will hurt you. I can guarantee that. People will hurt you. People will say things about you. Somebody told me, he said, she came to me for help. Somebody, a pastor, said, he said, you got help from Tunde Amosun. Tunde Amosun care. And because I'm an introvert, I don't go around a lot of people. So people take that one as pride. People will misinterpret who you are a lot of times. So what do you do? Just calm down and live your life. You can't be answering. You can't be chasing every dog. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Going from a question. How do you undo gossip? Like, okay, you are hearing things about you.
About you around.
And maybe the person did not actually confront you and tell you, but
that's typical of Nigeria, especially Southwest. Yes. So how do you handle that one? Don't chase every dog. Now, if you are Tunde Amosun, I'll tell you what to do. If you are Nigerian, I'll tell you what to do. If you are Tunde Amosun, me. I will. If I hear that again and again, the same refrain, I will say, all right, come. I'm hearing this about what's going on. Are you the one telling it? Pastor, how can you do that? Oh, that's just me. But if you're a Nigerian, that you don't want to cause more trouble because of trouble, just pray and Holy Ghost will help you. Let me close about this very well. There's a comforter in your life. They kept saying that about the Holy Spirit. Because people, listen to me, people a lot don't respond well to things like this. That's why we're teaching it in church. People don't respond well. You can't go and tell your boyfriend that, look, you really offended me. Say, hey, mama, what do you call? You know, that's the normal thing. They won't say, please speak onto the microphone, I'm listening. They won't do that. People don't do that normally. So everybody's on edge in this area. So I will plead with you. One of the biggest things you can do is to retaliate with the good. Look at what she did. She said, I'm going to go extra mile for you. See, that's attacking. Bible says that's the way to attack things like that. I'll show you in a minute. Remember, die your dear. Die your said, my dad has done this. I need to forgive him. And that, die your got on his knees and prayed. Let's go to Romans 12. Beautiful. One of the hardest things in this area. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 17 thereabout, Romans 12. Repay no one evil for evil. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Don't repay. Man, sometimes I wish that verse is not in the Bible. Huh? Repay no one evil for evil. Next verse. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Somebody asked a question in the second service that this guy is not very accommodating in their neighborhood. Person won't greet anybody. I said, just mind your business. Just live peaceably. Are you hearing me? Now, if you are working in a place and your boss is saucy and is mean, just ask yourself, how long do I want to be in this office? Ask yourself that question first. If it's for 5 days, adjust. You are leaving very soon. If it's for 5 years, balance dada and travel for a long journey. So whatever they do should not just much bother you as much, because you know that you're going to be here for a long time and you'll senior them, they will leave, they will retire, and you replace them. Next verse, quickly. So, beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. You know not something I've seen about life? You know what I've seen about life? There's still a judge, God has a judge, that measures to everybody accordingly. If they do something against you, except they repent, they have to pay for it. Are you hearing me? Can you imagine Potiphar's wife when Joseph was promoted and she came for food? That's enough punishment. The guy you put in prison is now giving all of you food. That's enough pain. Vengeance is mine, I will repay. Now, what do you do now? Look at next verse. Therefore, everybody, read along with me. If your enemy is hungry, do what? Next one. If he's thirsty, give him a sniper. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. You see, that's what happened to her. When she did what is better, it burned her up. She can't even say anything. That's why, you ladies, let me give you a secret. Don't, when you are going out with a guy, guys are competitive. Don't start, you see, when a guy hits somebody, normally a guy will hit back and they start hitting and hitting and they say, bam, bam. They are boxers by nature, guys. So if you get into the ring competitive with them, it can be difficult. And if you're a lady, you're not like them. So don't do like them. So guys will do kee, 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 kee. So if you're a lady, for instance, when the guy's holding his phone, he will say, my phone is 128 gig. The other one will say, 512 is my own. See, they are always boxing. Are you hearing me? Or the other one, who doesn't have, will keep quiet until he buys 1 terabyte. They come back and say, my own is 1 terabyte. So they do that. But if you're a lady, be very smart. You make them pay for it. When they say, it's 512, it's 1 terabyte. My own is 65. Oh, I hope somebody will help me. They buy it for you. Can I just say? But what do? You want to start kind of a thing. So when you're dealing with guys, don't get to boxing ring with them. Don't get to boxing ring with them. And this over here, give him a drink. For so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. This is the best thing you can do. Do we get that? I know it's not the easiest thing in the world. But in the last couple of years, decades now, I've been practicing this. I've been doing that. Somebody hurt me, I'll find money and send it to them. My mother-in-law, before she died, she would say, Baba Yosha, you know, I'm fighting you and I'll give you jobs. You are fighting me. I just do that and I just get blessed doing that kind of thing. And God bless you more and more and increase you more and more. Get that? No, I know you don't get it until next time. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. That's in Bibola, that's in Dio, that's in all of you over here. Even if you are not listening, something is still telling you, do that. Am I right? And when you finish doing it, come back and repent. It will still take you back. You are just like these people too. You are just like this. Everybody's like that too. So you God forgives us. Does that make some sense? Does that make some sense? All right. What about the case of nastiness against you over and over and over and over and over again? And it's really damaging you. For instance, I had a question second service. A pastor was molesting a girl. And I said, what do? I can't tell anybody. Because they think that it's a man of God. So in that kind of case, what do? We want to give us some suggestions of what to do. I know you want to put up your hands. Anybody, please try. Okay, that was at the back there. I want to help us. Ladies, I'm going to ask you, if you don't put up your hands, I'll call you. Help us give some ideas what to do. Yeah.
Good afternoon. Over the years, I've been in this line where somebody just get nasty and nasty to me. And I realize that the more I try to move to the corner, the more they keep boxing me. Yes, until I had to put my feet down and confront. So you just have to, if someone keeps kicking you and kicking you, the fact that you're not raising your hand some at times, you might end up being killed. So you stand up to it and put a stop to it once and for all.
Yeah, something came to me when my wife was talking the other time. It was Luke 17. Let's go and read it. Luke 17. Everybody look at Luke 17. Luke 17. And I want to read this for all of you. Verse 1. Take a look at this in the Bible. Oh, please, can you look up everybody? Jesus said this. Jesus himself. Then he said to the disciples, it is impossible that no offenses will come. Offenses will come. But woe to him through whom they do come. They make life difficult for us. Miserable. Next verse. Now, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown to the sea than that should offend one of these little ones. Offending people should always be avoided. Don't make life for somebody else miserable. It's so expensive to God. Next verse. Look at it. Take heed. Can you look up, everybody? Can you look up? Take heed to yourself. If your brother sin against you, do what? Rebuke him. And if you repent, forgive him. Just like what's meant of rebuke. It means that I'm going beside James here and I keep stepping on his toes and I keep doing that and I keep pressing and I keep pressing and I keep pressing. James had to get up and say, sir, you are pressing my shoes, though you are my pastor. But it's pressing me too much. That's rebuking. And if he says, no, I keep on, you jack your leg out of his hand, out of his feet, kind of a thing, you get away, like he said. Learning to do that is important. As a lady, you're going into a relationship and you're being treated bad. A time come and say, guy, look, this is not fair. Like my mom, my father used to come home drunk those days. You go to his friend, get drunk. My mother is very short. I don't know if I've seen my mom before. See my mom, short, very slender person. My father, before that time, was big. So he come home, get drunk, beat everybody up. One day he came home like that, drunk. My mother got up, stretched forth at that, at 10 frame, and said, Joseph, I'm also to battle you for all coming. From that day, my father never got drunk. He got drunk outside, but he won't just. I mean, I think it was just that day anointed to talk to him like that. You know, so. That rebuking is there. You can handle that and do that. But that's another problem. If you rebuke another, they can make it a fight. What are you going to do? So a lot of time, gauge what you are dealing with. Is this a game I can win or I can lose as you let go? It's like sometimes like a debt. The guy refuses to pay. What are you going to do? Oh, by the way, David, I forgot to send the money, so we'll get to the credit today. Yeah. All right. So I want you to remember that rebuking, speaking up is important here. I'm sorry, I can't take this anymore. You're hurting me badly. The way you are speaking to me, I don't like it anymore. I'm not just a small kid. My wife is good at doing that. She's very good at doing that to me. Yeah. You are not considering me here. I mean, but next time I will consider because I've been warned. But don't do it like this too. Don't do it with craziness. Your mom has been struggling. Your dad is not paying any money about the school fees. Don't go to your room and say, Daddy! Am I cool down on you? You know that kind of thing. You go to cool first before your daddy down, you know? But you can do something. You can write to your dad. Dad, please, I need your help. Mommy has been trying, but please help us too. I really pray that God will supply all your need. Help us too. And two things will happen. Usually, 70 chance, he will not say anything. Are you hearing me? That can also be much more aggressively damaging. But you've done your part. Is that all right? Pastor, can I be honest with you? I don't like all this. Why is life like this? So. That's what life is. Are you hearing me? I have to just tell you, life is not fair. But God is good. Clap your hands for God. Life is not fair. Life is not fair. Life is not fair. Life is not fair. Life is not fair at all. But God is good. God is good. Just don't forget that. And his goodness will promote you and make you better in Jesus' name. Reward. Can I talk about your testimony about the school, the teacher that was messing up in school? Yeah, you know. Learning to stand up case like this. You know, this is prof, this son just finished in Babcock. In the school, a teacher was just collecting money to pass them. If you don't pay the money, can you imagine the private university? You know, and if you don't pay, you just mark you down. Am I right? Just mark you down. So they won't pay. They don't pay. And then they mark you down. Right? Mark them down. But then somebody could speak up. I think something happened. I think it was exposed or something. I can't remember the whole story now. The guy was exposed and it became a big thing. And your result was part of what he had messed up with before he was exposed. And after he was exposed now, they seemed to forget you guys, right? And then they spoke up and said, oh, come on, this was done, and they remarked, and you passed, right? Yeah, you can see that kind of a thing. So that happens in life. I mean, can you imagine even private university? So life is not always fair, but God is always good. Are you hearing me? And he will bail you out. Sometimes you have to go to prison. Like Joseph. Let me warn you now. Sometimes you have to go to prison. It's the way to the palace. See, the woman said, can you imagine that woman said, sleep with me. He said, he refused. And then he set him up, tore his clothes, put his clothes down. The husband came back. Joseph had served that man. He had given the best to the man. The man put everything in Joseph's hand. And his wife came and said, the guy you brought is a seducer. He's an oppressor. He's a rapist. And then the man didn't hear anything else because his wife is most credible. Am I right? And bam, he was sleeping in a nice quarter, PA of the PA. By the evening, he was in prison. What will you feel like? Can I help you as I close this? Keep on doing what you know to do best. Are you hearing me? That boss spoke like that. Just keep on doing what you are doing, not to do best. If anybody suffers in church, pastor suffers a lot. You don't know how much I suffer. You don't know how much I suffer. People, you know, some of you sit down like this, you like me. Some other people, they actually speak against me regularly. You hear me? Recently, one lady came to talk to me about her husband in church. Huh? And then he said, my husband was with them and they were talking about you, pastor. And when I showed up there, they said, let's stop talking. I'm a pastor in here. Huh? That happens, you know. You help somebody, they just think that you're just a jackpot. What are you going to do? But I just get up every day and do what I know how to do best. Be good, doing good. Is that all right? Pastor, won't you think of, let's live for the good. Is that all right? So please, can I warn you now? It's going to get tougher and tougher with people. Because where we are living now is called capitalist economy, where everybody's looking for money. They won't mind selling you, selling your head, selling your house to get whatever they can get. So let's get that done. But speak up when you need to. So that's okay. Is that all right? Husbands, guys, going to be husband. Let your wife speak. Wives, let your husband speak. When you become parent, let your kids speak. Of course, sometimes when they speak, you have to vote against them. Because if children say, let us speak about what they're going to eat. They're going to eat ice cream in the morning, biscuits in the afternoon, and then you're going to say, this is not good for you, you know. But let them speak up. My children have a voice in the house. They talk. They grew up in my house to not be a tyrant, you know. So you have to learn to do that. Can you make yourself an example of goodness to others? That in the midst of all this mess, you're going to be a life that people can say, oh, when you meet James. When you relate with James, I was there with about 2-3 years with James. My life was, man, I was a better person. I don't know if you want to be like that. I want to be like that. That whoever you meet me, that you will thank God and be better. Is that all right? Is that all right? Okay, let's close. It's been a wonderful time today. Can you take that person next to you and take their hand and pray for God to give them strength? Pray for that person. That Lord, whatever, wherever they go, whatever they do, help them, Father. Give them strength to keep on doing the good, living as your child. Lord, I pray for this person that he will have the fortitude, he will have the strength to not let life downgrade her quality, his quality of living. Pray for that she will excel, he will excel in the midst of all this mediocre, downgrading way of living. Pray that all the forces, all the struggles around, all the pressures will not maim the person, but it will make him. Pray that all those pressures, all things work together for his good. Pray that all the things that are around, the struggles, family, work, career, future, that all this will work together for the good of this person in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. All right. Please open your eyes. While we are praying, we are going to give our offering now. While we are praying, I just sense people are here that you have known certain disappointment and failures. Maybe you have failed even about your own life. You failed maybe some exams. You failed maybe some issue like this. You've been the person that had become the oppressor. Or, you know, learning how to handle failure is important here. Please listen to this. Don't ever give up on yourself. What do I say? Don't ever give up on yourself. That's the prayer that says, my enemy, do not rejoice over me. When I fall, who fell? Who rise? Same person who fell. Am I right? So I want you to always get up. Always get up. You know, about a week ago, thereabouts, we had two major challenges in our house. A question on the screen. We woke up in the morning, bam. Another one again, bam. But we always believe this in our house. We're going to rise up and surrender ourselves. Is that all right? So we always learn that. Don't surrender. Don't surrender no matter what. Things are going to not go the way you want sometimes. I know that life is not that easy. Fail an exam sometimes or something happen. It's not the end of life. Or family, just not the end of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord will help you. The Lord will strengthen you. God promised to help you. So latch on that help. Is that all right? If God didn't help me, I would not be here today, to be honest with you. If God didn't help me, I would not be here today. You know. So let's determine to rise out of our background and let God help us. Let's hear a question and then we go home. Let's give our offering for our food, start having our refreshment. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory for our offering today. And we bless the food we're going to eat too, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's hear that question while we are giving our offering and then they can bring the refreshment for us and at the same time. Yeah, so we can leave here. Thank you. Let's give our offering.
Okay, sir. We have a question online. And the person says, good afternoon, church.
Good afternoon, guy.
I noticed something about myself. Whenever someone offends, I don't talk. Instead, I cry out the pain. She cries out the pain. The person cursed me. Then forgive the person within myself. The next thing I do is to abandon the person. I don't know if that is the right thing to do. Please help me, sir.
The first two is quite very good. What's the first one? I cry out myself. So go to your room. God, please. No, calm down. And forgive the person. Third, don't abandon the person. I'm not saying you should go and be snooky on his back. But don't abandon the sense that you cut off. If it's your wife, when you are married, what will you do? If it's your husband, what will you do? If it's your children, what will you do? So, that abandoned thing, we have to rephrase it like, maybe we have to put temporary abandonment or find a way of working things out in a way. So I want to recommend that you just abandon the person like that now, because it's not always credible to do that. Of course, if it's a scammer, yeah, he scam you once and come and say, forgive me. Next time I won't let you have my pain word. I'll be having my pain, am I right? That's it. Okay, so let's do that. Anybody else have something else to say about that? Great. Beautiful. Now, somebody said, Pastor, they're talking about praying and then this thing about God, Holy Spirit talking. How does this thing take place? Very simple. When you are reading your Bible, thoughts start coming to you. All of you have that thing, reading your Bible, particularly when you are praying. And bring that thing up before God. What did I say? Bring it up before God. The best person you can tell without gossiping is God. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Ah, sometimes the way I talk to God, God, please, Lord, man, you know, I talk to God like that. Number two, I'm an introvert. I don't find it easy to talk to people. So I just talk to God. Just talk to God. And God will just, I've told you this story before. One woman was attacking me because her daughter-in-law was coming to our church to hear the truth. She was controlling the whole family, but this lady started trying to come to church. And then one day she came to church, got back home, and then she went. I heard that she says she's going to attack me, she's going to fight me. And I was going home. I said, Lord, everybody was happy we got to him after service, but I just feel, God, I don't like this. What can you say now? I'm just trying to help the woman know the word of God. So I got home. That time I was living not far from here. And my wife was downstairs with the kids cooking food. So I went upstairs. I entered the room, sat by the bed. I said, Lord, come on now, this woman now. Can you see for now? Then I just had persecuted, rejoice and jump for joy. It was in Luke. You hear what I say? Rejoice and jump for joy. I read that verse and somebody said, jump. Jump care. And I'm feeling bad about this kind of thing. I'm not his kid now. I guess he said, jump for joy. So you know what I did? I closed the door that nobody would see me. I was jumping. I mean, daddy came from service and jumped up. You know. So I closed the door. I took my Bible. I opened that verse and said, Lord, thank you. And I jumped. When I came down, everything left me. Everything just left me. And I felt so sorry for her, and I started praying for her. She's dead now. That lady is following God now. She came to see me sometimes ago. You know? No, I didn't kill her. She died years after that incident, not that same year. I don't get her for her death. All right, great. Okay, let's take our stuff. And then, today has been very, very fruitful about relationships. Thank you so much. Now, you know, I want to plead with you. Please invite guys over here. Guys are going through a lot of stuff. Guys are going through a lot of stuff. They look great. Facebook, all that. You really want something real now. And people are getting tired of church too. But this church is different a little bit, am I right? The way we talk about things and sorting out. And I want you to do this quite early. Questions, asking things, sorting things out for ourselves earlier. Yeah, that's it. Great. All right. While we're eating, can I play something for you? Okay, let me play something by More Than Conqueror. Let me keep on with the same artist last week. Can you help me bring my bag? Let me. Baladi, is our stuff on? In all this, we are more than conquerors. Don't forget that. Thank you. Yep. Okay. So, we are more than conquerors. We face life like that, no matter what happens. Please collect your stuff and let's eat. What's up? We're not using... All right. Are we on? Thank you. Let me see whether it's connected. Yeah, beautiful. Okay, are we good? I'm already on here. What happened? You put it off again. All right, let's do it. It's more than conquerors. Same artist last week. We are more. We are more than conquerors. Just a minute. Don't stop it yet. We're going on the next few minutes. We want to do some praying together. So this Saturday, we want to do what we call prayer chain. Prayer chain is that we have 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We ask that you take 1 hour of that 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and come here to pray. Pastor, I can't come. Then you can pray wherever you are. So we're going to spend 1 hour to pray. Jesus said to Peter, can't you watch with me for 1 hour? So we're going to give that 1 hour to God. We're going to pray about 3 things. Your personal life, your family, if you're not married yet, your siblings, your mom, dad, and your future family. We're going to pray about our city where we live. And we have given the different... I did an audio message, which I will drop today on your platform, that I talk about the different prayer points you can use. So I'd like you to listen to it, and then you'll extract. I've already broken down what to pray about, and it's going to be on your phone, so I don't have to say it alone in church. So we'll drop it for you. If you don't have your name on our platform, you want to have it there, can I see your hands up? They collect your phone number, They can put it there. Anybody you don't have, thank you. Can we help us collect papers quickly so that we can drop it on the platform and you can take that prayer point and pray with it for 1 hour that you can come over here Saturday, 1st June, June 1st. 1st of June, so we're going to be here just 1 hour. We are not gathering together. You just come on your own side. And please lift up your hands. They give you paper. If you want to have your number so that we can have this audio message on prayer point, you need to pray for that 1 hour. Thank you. They're over here too. Thank you. All right. So write your phone number, your WhatsApp number there. Just they're coming in minutes so that we can get that done. All right. Beautiful. So we don't forget Saturday, we will have that done. Anything else I need to announce? Oh, yeah, beautiful. The women in church have some welfare packages for us, like rice, vegetable oil, palm oil, garri, tomato paste. If you can cook and you don't have any stuff anymore and it's that difficult, please see them over there and then they will. At the security post, the stuffs are there and they will encourage you with it. Thank you. All right. Okay. Samuel, so Sola, come on, close the service. Thank you. I got to go have another meeting now. Thank you.
Can we celebrate Reverend this afternoon? Thank you very much, sir. Such an honor. Thank you for the blessings. Praise God. Can we rise up on our feet as we go home this afternoon? Praise God. It's been an awesome time in God's presence. Can we just pray towards this week before we go quickly? Just say one or two things. Pray to God and commit the week to God's hands. This is the first day of the week. And command the week from today and just pray. Our going out and our coming in this week shall be blessed. All things shall work together for our good. Just commit. Father, I commit my steps into your hands. Guide me. You are my shepherd. Lead me, guide and protect me this week. Without you, I can do nothing. Thank you because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm going to overcome through you. I'm more than conqueror. I'm going to conquer everything that comes my way this week. Thanks be to God who caused us to triumph, making the salve of his glory known through us everywhere. Thank you, Father. The week is blessed in Jesus' name. Can you look at your neighbor and say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. And surely God's goodness and his mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Weekly service hold Tuesday 5:30, Friday 5:30, and on Saturday prayer. Have a great week.